It's graduation season, the time of year when college seniors are sent out into the world with degrees and words of wisdom from well-known figures. This year, New York University's commencement speaker is someone who has the power to influence these new graduates' lives a great deal. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. WNYC's Ilya Marritz has the story.
When Janet Yellen was appointed chair of the Fed earlier this year, she instantly became one of the most powerful women in the world. Still, in the swirl of purple gowns outside Yankee Stadium, it took me a while to find a grad who could say much about her.
Actually, I don't know anything about her.
I'll be frank with you, not as much as I should.
Katsaili Ramirez and Madeline Paulman.
She's the, chairlady of the board, or the Fed.
This is Thomas Vilagi. And for a comparative lit major, he has a pretty good grasp of how the decisions Janet Yellen makes will affect him. He knows, for instance, that Fed policies can cause prices to rise, what's known as inflation, which would be a good thing for him or anyone who takes a job to pay off debts.
Actually, inflation would make my student debt kind of decrease, so that's all right. I don't want, like, rampant inflation, obviously, because I don't want the economy to collapse. But, you know, a little inflation, I guess, is good for me in the long run.
The stadium fills with students and parents. Purple banners snap in the wind. The diminutive, white-haired woman who is captain, if you will, of the good ship U.S. economy takes the lectern. Janet Yellen doesn't say much about the course ahead. Inflation, interest rates, monetary stimulus. She avoids all of these terms. Instead, Yellen focuses on the personal qualities it takes to succeed.
There is an unfortunate myth that success is mainly determined by something called ability.
Not so, Yellen says. The research shows what really matters is
grit, an abiding commitment to work hard toward long-range goals and to persevere through the setbacks that come along the way.
She says grit is what got her Fed predecessor, Ben Bernanke, through the financial crisis. And grit, she says, is what these grads need as well. They're entering a job market that still has not fully recovered. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.